Are you ready to step up your game in life? Then you're in the right place. This Kick-Ass Strong podcast is for you. I am your host, Marvi Cheddar Grossman. More than a decade ago, I began a journey that changed my life in such a powerful way that it became evident that I needed to pass that information and wisdom on to others. As a result, a ripple effect would be created in families, work environments, communities around the world. For the past 5 years, I have been offering classes in the community in which I live. I have not intentionally just offered them to women, but that is who has shown up, just women. I have not intentionally just offered them to women between the ages of 40 and 65. But again, that is primarily who has shown up. There's a lot to discuss in terms of the demographics of who takes personal growth classes across all spectrums, but that will be another topic for another time. What is interesting, however, is the number of reasons and the reasons themselves for individuals not taking any type of personal growth class. Not just from me, but from anyone. As I listen to the reasons, there are a few which are legitimate, but the majority of reasons boil down to one big one: fear. As humans, we often create problems and crises in our lives because we're afraid if we go for it, well, we just might succeed. And then what? What will people think? What will I think? It is the fear of becoming who you are meant to be and living the life that you are meant to live. I love it when spirit reinforces the topic that I'm speaking on, because today that's exactly what happened. I have a calendar called You Are a Badass, as many of you might. And today, under Monday, February 27th, it says, even if we would love to make a change, we subconsciously fear that if we stop believing our stories about who we are and what is available to us, the foundation of our realities will disappear, and we will disappear right along with it. A tad dramatic, yes, but powerful enough to inspire people to spend their entire lifetimes stuck in jobs they hate, relationships that are less than satisfying, and to generally deny themselves the things and experiences that would have them leaping out of the bed in toe-stubbing excitement each morning. Our culture has conditioned us to think that fear means something bad is going to happen. When we have feelings of fear, we should turn and run. Sometimes that is the case. I intentionally taught my kids to scream loudly and run if someone approached them they didn't know and I wasn't close by. However, as an adult, we need to practice discernment when it comes to fear. When you approach a new situation, you may experience something akin to fear. You may describe it as being anxious. This may be the first day on a new job, the first date, being a new mom, buying your first home, your first presentation. Do these feelings stop you in your tracks? They shouldn't. Those feelings are simply to put you on alert. That's all. These signals are signals that something is important. There is a saying that fear, F-E-A-R, stands for false evidence appearing real. Think about that. False evidence appearing real. When you are absolutely certain those problems are roadblocks, this is your ego trying to keep you safe from venturing out from the normal life you've created for yourself, no matter how unsatisfying it is. Your ego is going to present all kinds of evidence why you shouldn't do this. For example, when I offer a class, sometimes women will say, "I would love to take your class, but I really don't have time right now." Or, "I would love to take your class, but I just don't think it's the right time for me." Or, "I would love to take your class, but I really can't afford it right now." Weeks later, I run into them and they are complaining about no time for themselves, fighting with their spouses over money, a dead-end job, being tired all the time, a lack of joy in their life. I get it. I have been there. I have been in that place of denial. I remember thinking, I have two great things in my life, which I am extremely grateful for. Don't be greedy. Set the rest up. And I would put on blinders and push through the day. But you and I both know you can only do that for so long before there is a ripple effect in a not so good way. Your health, emotionally, physically, mentally, relationships, everything begins to suffer. The fact is, there are parts of yourself you don't like, and you're afraid to admit it. Because if you admit it, it might be true. The ultimate expression of self-love is admitting you have work to do, and then do the work. Taking the steps to change the things you have control over will make a big difference in your life and in the lives of those around you. My husband Steve sometimes comments, "It matters not when you get to the party, as long as you get there." Listen, you don't need to beat yourself up because you haven't done anything different about your situation up to this point. Consider it a learning process. You are not going to tear everything down and apart to build it back up again. In fact, there will likely be three steps forward and one step back. A decade ago, I began my journey seriously needing a miracle. I had been broken down to the point I was second-guessing my own sanity. I was that in-between stage of knowing and doing, and I was beyond miserable. I was stuck, but in all of that craziness, I did not know if I could survive on the outside. The day I took the first step to reclaim me was terrifying. I wasn't sure about it, any of the tomorrows. I was only sure of that moment. I couldn't look back, and though I didn't know what the future held, I knew it would eventually be better than the yesterdays. Listen, your struggles, they make you who you are. Discomfort, it's usually the impetus to make us do something we otherwise would not do. On the surface, It may seem frightening because of the unknown, but these situations will be the catalyst of your becoming. These challenges will grow you into someone you never imagined you could be. You will be grateful things didn't turn out the way you had wished for. You will be so grateful for what you struggle with now once you get to the other side. So, take some deep breaths. Think about those struggles that are overwhelming you. Think about the life you really want and deserve. Take a pause. Now, what small steps can you take today to begin the life that you do deserve to live? Thank you for stopping by today. If you have any questions, any comments, or would like more information as to how to work with me, please check out the links below. And remember to follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Above all, have a kick-ass day.